You'll stick with it.
Mm.
In the summer, it'll stick
with you
the
wet. Oh. Yeah, no, that's right.
Oh. Well, what would you call it? Like if there's been a heavy rain and then the water kind of cuts a place in your field, kind of digs out a place. Mm-hmm. And you
kind of make a little gully out of it.
Gully, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want to go, but you just wouldn't do it.
Oh, what do you call something that's kind of like a gully, but it's
ditch, isn't it?
Yeah, something that's deeper that would be cut like by
ditch. Same thing. Water cut.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of anything called a wash?
Yes, a wash out. Wash? Uh-huh. That's just a small, what you call a small ditch, not too much.
See.
Just a wash out where the water comes down and washes out the dirt, but not too deep.
Mm-hmm. But a
wash
ditch
out.
Would be deeper then.
Yes, ma'am.
You're smart. Mm-hmm.
Well, now what would you call just a small stream of water? Just flowing along, you call that a... like a creek or something, would you?
Yes, just a...
creek would be small.
Creek. Yes. Sometimes we have some big ones here, but that's what they begin with, just a small creek, and then they wash out, you know, and go on to ditches and big washouts that way. That's how they start, you know, little streams, little ravine, they call it.
Oh, little ravine.
Ravine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, now, what would be, like, if you were thinking about water, now to you, what would be the next biggest thing above a creek in size?
Lake. Wouldn't it, Miss Campbell?
And then, what would be the next biggest thing that would run along? Like a creek runs into a
river.
You ever heard of a bayou?
Mm-hmm.
What would that be?
Well, that's where the water runs out of the river into a bayou.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what would you call just sort of a small rise in the land?
Hill.
And
that's what I rolled down when I fell.
That's what you rolled down, yeah. And what would you call it if it was a lot larger, like a really high one, if you call that a
mountain?
And you know what you call like a, when there's a mountain, it's got kind of a sharp drop off, you call that drop off of?
Okay.
We call it cliffs.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. You heard it called cliffs?
Well, I was studying about that high cliff used to be down there at Tunai. Uh-huh. That's what it is, cliff.
Yeah, that's what I said, cliff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what they, now you may not, since you don't live up the mountains, you may not know, but what they call a place like sort of between two mountains where the mountains come together and there'd be a low place there and people could go through, they call it a
tunnel. Not a tunnel.
No.
It's over here too.
This would be something natural, you know, that would be like sort of the two mountains would come together and there'd be kind of an open place between them, they call it a, you ever heard it called a gap? Something?
No, I studied geography.
Uh-huh.
Miss Campbell can tell you something about the mountains, but I can't.
She's been up around Snowball, she's not.
I just went through part of some of them once.
Mailman just went there.
What would you call a place where boats are tied up?
Dock.
Now like a place where water flows along and then there's a drop off, you call that?
Waterfall.
Now you were telling me about this road out here before it was paved and how you'd... Now in those days, did they have anything that they called highways?
Of what?
Did they have anything that they called highways?
No, not then. Not in my days when I was a girl. But mm-hmm. No.